and put them in those schools and educated them and left the things like they were. The South right now would be in better standing white to the color.
And then just integrated at the college level or what?
Integrated if, as they educated themselves, it would have finally integrated. You wouldn't mind this student coming over if he was capable of keeping up and he wouldn't slow the rest of the class down by being in there. You wouldn't mind him being in your class if he had cleaned himself up both ways. But if you force integration at any time, it's wrong for both sides. It takes longer to work the problems out under force integration than it does if it was free will integration. When the people, it would have, say in 10 years, if they had built equal schools and educated these people, time they got out of high school, they would have had a high school education, comparable to the white person's high school education, and I think they could have went to college together. But when you force it in college or either in the grammar schools, it separates the people further apart.
So there's still pretty much resentment, like I know there is in some parts of Georgia, Alabama, that some sort of feeling of unity is as the South and resentment against just Northerners in general or the federal government.
The federal government really, and then your media's, the newsmen, I think, caused a lot of this by, just like the Watergate deal, they just run it in the ground. There's no need in it. And I think they harp on this stuff, and you have people that like to get in the center of the news, and they do a lot to get there. It's going to take longer now to work this thing out. We're further behind now than we were 10 years ago or 5 years ago when this thing really come about. The white and the colored are more separated here in the South as far as...
When was that, the Freedom Riders? Was that...
I don't know. That was Martin Luther King come marching through. It must have been 8 years ago. I really don't know when it was. I forgot. But it was just an agitation move. It just, and the old colored people here in the South, I can tell you and talk to just dozens of them that were cussing for doing what they've done to the colored people. And tell them in a minute they was wrong. And if somebody else hadn't killed them, they would have. And they know it, it hurt them. Because they know now how the white people feel about them now. They knew it wasn't anything between them before. We got along fine. Now, I won't say it was 100% that way. You had some white people in the South that would beat the colored people, but not, in general speaking, it wasn't but a few of those.
What about lynching or something like that? That was just all about 100 years ago? Or was, did you ever hear of any really severe mistreatment of blacks in your lifetime? Do you remember any?
Well, the only, I saw Daddy whoop several of them. But they needed it, and they knew they needed it, and they would thank him so every time he'd hit them with the whip being over a barrel. And when it hit them, they'd say, "Thank you, sir." For instance, one, I remember coming home drunk one night and shot one of his bulls. And he found out about it and went and got him the next morning and whipped him rather than to put him in jail or prison or punish him in other ways. Just give him a good whipping.